Hey guys, my name is Madison. Today I'm here with Megan and Josh, and we're going to be talking about the Daily Reflections. It is June 14th. It's out of a book, Walk in Dry Places, True Satisfaction and Contentment. Okay, true satisfaction never comes from feeding addiction. Nothing is ever enough. The only possible outcome for those who do not seek recovery from their addictions will be complete breakdown and ultimately death. St. Augustine explained why it's impossible for humans to find true satisfaction in pursuing pleasure. Thou hast made us for thyself, and our hearts are restless until they repose in thee. He wrote with reference to the divine. As we come to understand that true satisfaction comes from the spirit, we will, surprisingly, receive more satisfaction from the worldly things we use. We will begin to look upon our possessions for the service they give, rather than as things that should make us happy. A new car should give us comfortable, satisfactory transportation, but it cannot give us peace and true self-esteem. New clothes can please us, but they will not do anything for our spiritual depression. Why didn't we know this all along? Probably because we falsely believed that certain possessions would bring fulfillment. They can't do that. But when we are thinking right, our appreciation of everything should increase. I'll not expect true satisfaction in this world, although I'll get more out of it if I put things in the right order.
I went through something recently where I actually got a new car, and you know, it felt good for a few days, and then I started feeling guilty almost, like, you know, I knew that this shouldn't be the source of my happiness, and I thought, started thinking, like, why do I deserve a new car? Why am I in a position to be able to get a new car? And as I brought this up to my sponsor, who said, well, it's not your car. And I was like, what do you mean? And he said, it's God's car, and you get to drive it. He's letting you drive it. And as long as you do his work, which means picking up people, giving them rides, then you get to drive the car. And that, I was really able to connect with that, and I put a lot of miles on my car in the month that I've had it, but I don't look at it as it's, you know, this is my car now. This is just a car that I'm allowed to use, and I've put in work to be able to get it, and, you know, and it helps me enjoy it, I think, at the right level, but it's definitely not the source of, you know, my esteem or my sense of well-being.
That's a really cool thought. I never thought about it like that.
It blew my mind when he told me that. I was like, yes, that makes sense.
Right. So I've got kind of with what you were talking with the car. I said new things do not equal spiritual satisfaction. The car, man, the car is a good one. I like everything about a new car. I like the new car smell. I like the low mileage. I like that it looks cool. I like that it's reliable. I like that it's shiny. I like all of that stuff about it being new. And what you said is totally true, because I don't even get that. That doesn't belong to me. These items, these materialistic things today, those aren't mine. Those are mine because I keep spiritually fit. Those are mine because I help out other people in this program. Those are mine to use to help others, if that makes sense. It's not, it has nothing to do with belonging to me. And as far as material things go, that was never what I was hunting for anyway. I don't know about you guys, but I've had it all. I've had everything taken care of, monetarily, financially. I've had a real savings account and a real checking account and credit cards that people gave me and trusted that I would pay them back. I've had all those things, and it didn't make me content and satisfied at the end of the day. The things are not what makes it. And so the new things don't equal spiritual satisfaction. There will never be enough new, shiny anything that you can give me that makes me feel content in here. You will never be able to find enough. I will never be able to find enough, because I'm a true drug addict. I'm a true alcoholic. But I'm glad to be aware of that today instead of just seeking out more things. Because that's like the ultimate quest. Like, what can I get now?
A mental spin.
Yeah.
Why am I still not happy? I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's easy to slip into that even just for a little bit, like, and forget. Because, like, it's whether it's a relationship or, you know, like new clothes, is like they mentioned in the reading. And then I have to, like, bring myself back to right size and, remember what's really important. None of that stuff ever works, but it looks like it does for a moment. It feels like it does for a moment, and then I'm like, wait, what the hell?
Yeah, and that's a good point. It's not lasting, and I think that's how you can kind of tell the difference, like gauge the difference today, is that momentary, like, and then that continuous, like, throughout the day, even when you lay down at night, mm-hmm. and you can lay down at night peacefully, like we've discussed that before, where you can lay down at the end of the day and breathe and relax and know that you've done your best and know that, God, you're living kind of a purpose-filled life. How cool is that? You know? So I wouldn't even care at the end of that day what I have parked outside mm-hmm. of my sober living house where, I wouldn't care because I have peace and inner contentment.
Yeah, what it makes me think about is we hear in the rooms, anything you put before the program, you lose, right? So anything I put before God, I'm not going to be able to keep. And recently, my life has become so easy, like in every aspect. So all I have to worry about is my happiness, and I have everything that I could need financially. Just, I'm secure, right? And I don't understand it. I'm like, what is this? I don't understand what is going on right now. Of course, the I don't deserve it kind of crap comes up, but clearly I had to have done the work or I wouldn't have been blessed with the situation that I'm in. But it doesn't matter. None of this crap matters. You know, it's nice and it makes things comfortable. But if I don't like myself, there is nothing that can change that. You know, people, places, or things can change the way that I feel internally. Mm-hmm. And it's ever evolving. Like, we're ever evolving and growing. And for me, now I feel like God has blessed me in order for me to keep growing. Like, he's made it comfortable here, so then that way I can progress further on myself and be of even greater purpose than what I had been, you know? So just kind of like a positive outlook on it rather than I don't deserve this, okay, so clearly there's a plan because never in my wildest dreams was this going to happen for me and voila, what? It's crazy. Don't know if you've heard anything today that strikes a chord. Check us out on Detox to Rehab and join us next week for more fun stuff.